Da idee der Meister Chafav ihr Tafshin ein sein Rabbi Yitzchak Dweck.
Somebody asked me what I'm speaking about, so I told them cheesecake. So they said to me, oh, the Jewish year, the Jewish calendar is all about eating. Always food, this food, donuts, kreplach, everyone's talking about eating. So I said to them, actually, I always thought of it slightly differently. You see, on Shavuos, there's never any time to eat. On Sukkot, there's nowhere to eat. And on Pesach, there's nothing to eat. I'll call upon them, though, on Shavuos. We know the Olam is very strong. Minhag, everyone always finds time to have cheesecake. And I wanted to just discuss where this minhag comes from of eating milk on Shavuos. Some people are makbid even on Sheikh Hazanish when it comes to eating their cheesecake. Everyone has their own way of doing it. And so I thought it would be worthwhile just discussing this idea. So, looking through the poskim, I found roughly 20 reasons as to where this minhag comes from. I'm going to try and get to as many as I can, but maybe not all of them, given the time. And there's roughly kind of three categories or three buckets of reasons as to why we have this minhag. The first is drush. So where we have this lesson learned, we see a nice idea from somewhere in the Torah. The second one is either pesukim or gematrias, where we have a mefush posuk that teaches us something, or perhaps a gematria. And the third one is practical reasons. So somewhere where we see an inyan because of halacha to eat milk on Shavuos. But before I get down into these detailed reasons, there's a big kasha we have to ask. We know many people extend this minhag to actually have a full milky meal on Shavuos. And the shaila is that we know that there's Mabis and Migdosh, they brought the Korban Shami Simcha, and most poskim learn that eating meat then and also nowadays is a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. So how can we go and have a milky meal? How can somebody have a milk meal on Yom Tov when we have a mitzvah lechor deraisa of Simchas Yom Tov? So if you look at the Torah brings the Loshon HaRambam. Torah says, Afabisha Simcha Murakani Kobin Shlomim. We also have the mitzvah of Simcha these days, and a person has to be Mesamech, his family as well. Ketzat HaKatanim, Noisadim Kloiz, Vegozim McDonald's. How do you make children happy? You give them nuts and sweets. Vanoshim, Kolinahim Begodim, Tachshitim, Noin, Kfim Moinoi, and women, you buy them nice clothes and jewelry. Vahanoshim, and how are men, how are they Mekayim Simchas Yom Tov? Oichlin Bosa, Veshoisin Yain. They have to eat meat and drink wine. Why? She'ein simcha ela b'bosa, because there's no simcha except with meat. Ve'ein simcha ela b'yain, and there's no simcha except for wine. As we know, people, we've heard this before. So we see the Rambam, which the Torah brings the halacha, the main way of someone being mesamech on Yom Tov is to eat meat and wine. So the question is, how do people go and have a milky meal on Yom Tov where they should be mekayim simchas Yom Tov with meat and milk? So I want to suggest for Mahalchim as to how people, I suppose, get around this by having a milking meal. So, the first Malach, if we read back in the Rambam very carefully, some Achrein learn the Rambam like this. The question is that really on Yom Tov, you should be having meat for all your meals. So, the post can say that chicken is as good enough as meat. So if you look back in the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam was, men should eat meat and drink wine. Now listen very carefully. She'ein simcha ela b'basa, there's no simcha except with meat. Ve'ein simcha ela b'yain, there's no simcha except with wine. Now why did the Rambam repeat simcha twice? He should have just said, she'ein simcha ela b'basa v'yain, there's no simcha except with meat and wine. So the Noid B'Yehuda and other Achrenim want to be Medayik. The Rambam is holding can do either or. She'ein simcha ela b'basa, either give me mekayim simcha with meat, or ve'ein simcha ela b'yain, or you can have simcha with wine. Therefore, if I have wine, I'm okay. As long as I do one or the other, I can be mekayim simcha siyontif.
What is possible?
Salami and chicken, the person of chicken is also okay. If it's chicken or meat, then yeah. Second mahalach. So the Beis Yosef actually asks on this Rambam. So the Torah brings this Rambam, and the Beis Yosef actually asks on the Torah, on this Rambam, and says, I don't understand. The makor of this Rambam is actually Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim again brings down, like we discussed, Shein Simcha, the main Simcha Bezman Beis HaMikdosh was with the Shamei Simcha. And the Gemara concludes, this is in the words, Tanya Rabbi Huda ben Meseir Oime, Bezman she Beis HaMikdosh Kayim, Ein Simcha Le Bebosa. Everybody agrees that the main simcha was done with the Shami simcha. What about these days? Nowadays that we don't have the Beis HaMikdosh anymore, the simcha is only done with wine. So that's the basis. I don't understand. The Rambam, you bring me that Hassan has to have me and has to have wine. The Maskon of the Gemara clearly is that you only have to have wine these days. So the Machaber concludes. And Tovkuv Chav Test, he doesn't mention eating meat there at all. In Hilchos Yomtuf, when it comes to Simchas Yomtuf, the Machaber does not mention eating meat whatsoever. Now, interestingly, if you look at the Machaber in Hilchos Yomtuf, Tovkuv Chav Test, he actually doesn't mention drinking wine either. So the Be'er Halach is omid on this, and he says, Enochanami, the Machaber doesn't mention drinking wine. However, he's being soimich on the wine you're drinking for Kiddush. So the wine you're drinking for Kiddush, on that is you're drinking wine for Yomtuf. The shaila is obviously tzorch iyan if you need to drink therefore two revias. When it's doing to have one revias for kiddush, and one revias extra for simchas yomtuf. Now lechayr not, because the machaber only says have kiddush and then doesn't mention wine at all afterwards. So that's another mahalach as to why again. So drinking wine would be good enough to be mekayim simchas yomtuf and therefore wouldn't be a problem to have a milky meal. The third mahalach. As to, again, let's recap the issue of why there's no problem of Simchas Yom Tov to have a milky meal, is the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh learns that when the Torah told us to be happy on Yom Tov, and the Torah mentioned about having Shlamei Simcha, it was not specific. It was telling you that a person should be happy on Yom Tov. Now, Bizman Beis HaMikdash, the way to be happy on Yom Tov is to have the Shlamei Simcha. However, when it comes to these days, when we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, whatever makes the person happy, makes the person happy. So it's Tzorach Iyun exactly who is happy having a milky meal. But if a person is happy, or maybe his wife is happy having a milky meal, then that is Simchas Yom Tov. As long as you are happy in Yom Tov, or if you make another way, you do something else on Yom Tov that makes you happy, Simchas Yom Tov is not about what you are eating or what you are drinking. Simchas Yom Tov is about being happy on Yom Tov. So it's a personal happiness. The fourth mahalach actually is, again in the Shagas Aryeh, so that there are other achronim, the Be'er Halacha learns that the Shagas Aryeh doesn't hold like we just said. He says the Shagas Aryeh says you do have to have meat. So if the Shagas Aryeh learns you do have to have meat, again what we're going to do is Simchas Yom Tov. So they learn that even in the Shagas Aryeh that you do have to have meat, on first Yom Tov night, the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov is only derabbanan. Why? Because again, we learn the mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov from the Shami Simcha. The Shami Simcha is only brought on the first day of Yom Tov, and therefore at the actual night of Yom Tov, the mitzvah is only derabbanan. Mitzvah is only derabbanan, so Ken Zayin, because of the minhag of it, for various reasons that we're going to see in a minute, that overrode the derabbanan of Simchas Yom Tov to be mekayim and have a milky meal. On Yom Tov. So we've seen four different mahalchim as to why it might not be a problem to have a milky meal on Yom Tov despite the halach of Simchas Yom Tov. Pardon? That's a long shag, sorry. So going back to the reasons, I mentioned I'm going to try and get through as many as I can. There are three categories, I've alluded to three categories of reasons. I put them in vague buckets. Of the first one is drush. So these are lessons learned or nice ideas that we see from the Torah as to why we should be eating milk in the first place on Shavuos. So the first mahalach is the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham brings down that the 7 weeks of the Yomer, the period from Pesach to Shavuos, correspond to the 7 days Anida counts until her Tahara. So as we all know, Bnei Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim on Mentes Shari Tzuma, and we worked ourselves up slowly until we got to a point where we could be have Kabbalah Satoira. And says the Magen Avraham, we also have another cloud, Dam Ne'er Kavanas Echolov. The blood of an Isha turns into milk. And so too, we want to mimic, we want to remember that just like we moved from that impure state into a pure state, and that eventually turns into milk, so too we go and have milk to show that we have left the impure stage we have left behind us. So that's the Magen Avraham, the first reason. Therefore, we're going to have milk at our meals. That's specifically milk. The second halach is the Beis HaLevi. So the Beis HaLevi brings down the Gemara in the Gemara Pesachim. It's a very interesting Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara asks, how should somebody conduct themselves on Yom Tov? So it's Machloikus, Reb Lozen, Reb Yeshua. Should it be Kuloi LaHashem? Or should it be Chalkehu, half to Hashem and half to you? So half day you eat and you drink, and half day you eat and you sleep. That's Machloikus between Reb Lozen and Reb Yeshua. The Gemara's Maskona is, though, but the Kula Alma, everybody agrees, but Seres, Boina Nami Lochem. On Shavuos, you have to have Lochem. There has to be at least some Lochem. So everyone asks, including the Beis HaLevi, I don't understand, on Shavuos, the one Yom Tov where I'm a Kabbal the Torah, you can tell me I have to have Lochem? It doesn't make sense. Surely it should be Kuloi Lashem. I should be sitting down and learning all day. Why do I need to have Lochem? Everybody agrees to this. So to understand this Gemara, the Beis HaLevi says you have to go to another Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara brings down a machloikus that occurred between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malachim. We know Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemaim. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to receive the Torah from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Malachim say, you know, what's Moshe Rabbeinu doing up here? What's this Yilud Isha? What's this human being doing amongst us? And he says, I'm here to be mekabel the Torah. And the Malachim say the famous line of Malachim say to the Rebbeinu Shem, "Tznu hoytzcha la Shemaim, you should leave your Torah, leave it in Shemaim." And the Rebbeinu Shem says to Moshe, "Nu, you know, answer them back. Hetzel hen teshuva, give them an answer." So Moshe says he's very scared. I'm too afraid to answer them. Perhaps they're going to burn me with their breath. And Hashem says, "Don't worry. Hold on to my kisei hakovod, and then you'll be able to answer them back." So the Gemara goes through there a few shakti v'tari of what Moshe responded to them and how he answered them and all the different reasons that he gave them as to why he should receive the Torah. Now, the Gemara doesn't finish the conversation. The Beis HaLevi points us to a Medrash in Tehillim that finishes the conversation. That actually the conversation finished with Hashem giving an additional answer back. And the Medrash says the following. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the Malachim, "V'haloi atem kishirat the meitzel Avram, when you went down, the Malachim, you went down to Avram, achaltem bosa b'cholov, you ate meat and milk," and they explain that the Medrash doesn't mean they literally ate meat and milk, they weren't careful between meat and milk. Shenem avayikach chem avacholov, and Avram took batter and milk, ven aboka sheroso, v'tinek shelahen, even a young child, a young Yiddish child, when he comes home from school, and his mother gives him something, some meat and some milk and some bread, even a little child, even a little Yiddish child, even every child will tell you, my Rebbe has taught me, I can't have meat and milk together. And therefore the Torah is deserving to go to Bnei Yisrael, because even Bnei Yisrael are much more careful between separating between meat and milk than you are the Malachim. So says the Beis HaLevi, we see that part of the Ikka reason, one of the times that the Rebbeinu Shem gave Bnei Yisrael the Torah over the Malachim, was because we are more careful in separating between milk and meat. Therefore on Shavuos, we dafka have milk to show that we are careful between separating between meat and milk. Third Mahalach, again this is the third reason as to why we're going to have milk eggs on Shavuos. We know that when Moshe was pulled out of the water by Basia, she took him round all the Mitzri wet nurses to try and feed the baby. Moshe was crying. And Moshe refused. He refused to drink from any of these people. Now, the Gemara in Sota actually says that this mice actually occurred on Shavuos. So therefore, in order to commemorate the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was makbid and only drinking milk from a Yiddish lady, we therefore also have milk as well on Shavuos. Now, interestingly, the Ramah actually brings a halacha lamaisa, that ideally every Jewish baby should only be fed by a Jewish wet nurse. You shouldn't have be fed by a not-Jewish wet nurse. Now, if you look at the Bi'ah HaGro there, the Bi'ah HaGro brings, what's the Marim Mokum? Where does this halacha come from? It says, this halacha comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Same as Yaakov asked the question on this. He says, I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu was Pesha Asid Dabim HaShechina. Moshe Rabbeinu was going to end up speaking with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. How can you learn a halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu to all other Jewish children? And the Torah says in Achnami. The Emes Yaakov says that, and again, this is very negated to Shavuos when working in our Amelus Bar Torah, that every Yiddish boy is possible, he is roy to speak with the Shekhinah going forward. And therefore, even when he is a child, he's a baby, we have to be careful and only feed him from a Jewish wet nurse, because there is the possibility that he may end up speaking with the Shekhinah. The fourth mahalach, again, as to why there's a reason to drink, to have milchigs on Yom Tov. We'll get there. Matan Torah. So Matan Torah, we know, was the rebirth of Bnei Yisrael. The Midrashim bring down how when Rabbi Yisrael spoke, really everyone died, and then he had to bring them back alive. And we know the other Midrashim, that when people, that everyone who wasn't well, they were reborn again, everyone became healthy. So Matan Torah was the rebirth of Bnei Yisrael, and it was actually really the beginning of Bnei Yisrael. And therefore, we drink milk on Shavuos to show we're like newborns. On Shavuos, we're born again, just like a newborn only drinks milk. Therefore, we drink milk also on Shavuos to show we're newborn. Moving on to the next category of reasons. So I mentioned Pasukim or Amozim, so where we see actual Pasukim brought down, or hints alluded to in Tanakh. So the first one is a Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim says, "Noifes titfoinos if seisayach kalo, devash v'cholov tachas l'shoinech. The sweetness of Torah drips from your lips like honey and milk." And actually, the Mishnah Berurah, when he brings this down, in the Be'alach, he brings this down. He says some people actually have the minhag, no need to just have milk. If they're being samech on this pasuk, they actually have minhag to have milk and honey, because we see the Torah is compared to milk and honey. So therefore, b'zman kabbalas haTorah, I'll also have milk and honey. Now, interesting, if you look through the Torah, or its Tanakh, you'll see many times, honey gets mentioned a few times, but you'll see the main demyonis that we bring down in Tanakh, that the Torah is compared to, are normally milk and wine. And Ryaka Galinsky explains, he says, what's Peshat that the Torah has always been medam to milk and wine? Well, he says on Shavuos we're Makayim, be Makabal the Torah, because we were Makabal the Torah Shibiksav, Betzim on Shavuos with milk. And where's the wine? Where does wine come in? So he says the time that we were Makabal Torah Shabal Peh with wine. Why with wine? He says, with yayin, you wouldn't normally give to a child. Milk you give to a child. Yayin is a lot harder to tolerate. It's normally someone who's a bit older. That's like Torah Shabal Peh, because again, you need to be a bit older to fully understand all the nuances and fully understand what Torah Shabal Peh is talking about. And when were we Makabal Torah Shabal Peh Barotzin? That happened Bizman Purim. So on Purim, that's why we have wine on Purim. So milk on Shavuos and wine with Purim, Yimakayim, Torah Shabuksav, and Torah Shabal Peh. The next posuk. So regarding Shavuos, the Torah says, Mincha Chadosha Lashem b'Shavuoy Seichem. Mincha Chadosha, referring to the Shtei Alechem. So there was a central part of the Avodah that we're going to come to later, and it took place in the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos, which was the Shtei Alechem. They took two loaves of bread, they waved them in all directions, and when the Torah calls that Mincha Chadosha, and the Torah says, Mincha Chadosha Lashem b'Shavuoy Seichem, you do on Shavuos. If you take the Rosh Yitevus of the last three words of that Pasuk, Chadosha Lashem b'Shavuoy Seichem, Ches Lamed Beis, you get Cholov, and therefore, in order to allude to the Pasuk, we have Cholov on Shavuos for the to show it like the Mincha Chadosha. The third Mahalach, again within Pesukim or Gematrius or Ramazim, the Gematria of Cholov is 40. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu was in Shemaim 40 days, Rabbeinu Shalom Torah for 40 days, so again, to allude to the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu spent 40 days in Shemaim, we have Cholov, which is Gematria 40. The next Mahalach, again within this category of Pesukim or Ramazim. If you look in Tehillim there's a pasuk in Kapitel Samaches, refers to Har Sinai's Har Givnunim, a majestic peak. And Givnunim, again, Har Sinai, where we Mokabal the Torah, Givnunim is Loshen Gavina. So therefore, in order to remember Har Sinai, referenced in the pasuk, we have cheese or milk, on Shavuos. The next category of ideas I want to bring down are items from halacha. So where we see there's a halacha reason to have milk or cheese on Shavuos. So we know we've nearly finished the Omer, and but there's a big shaila in the poskim as to why we don't say Shechionu on the Omer. So now it's a new mitzvah. It's once a year. We should be saying Shechionu on the Omer. And one halach in the poskim is that we're being soimich, just like on Purim, we're soimich on the Shechionu, we make on the Megillah, we're soimich on that for the mitzvah same as well, that we're soimich on the Shechionu that we make on Yom Tov for the Omer as well. That's a big problem, because l'chor, if you think of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they're making Shechionu on first Seder night. Then you're starting to count the Omer on second Seder night, so you're going to have a break of 24 hours between their Shechionu and when they're starting to count the Omer, it doesn't shtip. So Levush actually says that it doesn't mean the Shechionu of Shavuos. Levush learns that the Omer is one complete... on Pesach. Levush learns that the Omer is only complete. You've only fulfilled the mitzvah when you complete the whole Omer. And therefore, when the Poskim say that we're relying on the Shechionu of Yom Tov, it doesn't mean the Yom Tov of Pesach. It means the Yom Tov of Shavuos. So when I come to Shavuos, then I've actually completed the mitzvah of the Omer. Interestingly, the Levush asks the steel. The Levush says, when it says, Tisbru Chamishim Yoim, you have to count 50 days. However, we only count 49. So the Vush says, the Torah says, Kiddush on Shavuos is completing, he brings B'Shem the Rekech to actually have in your mind, when you say Kiddush on Shavuos night, you should have Kavona to be Mekayim the 50th night of Shavuos. So only when it... the 50th night of the Omer. So therefore he says, when it comes to Shavuos, only then am I Mekayim the whole mitzvah. So my Shechionu and my Shavuos Kiddush is my Shechionu on the Omer. Now, there's a halacha, the Beis Lechem Yehuda learns the Ramah, that there's a halacha to make a Suda on completion of any mitzvah. So some people use this as a sniff to make a kiddush for a girl, actually, because if they've had a boy first and then they've had a girl, so then Mekayim Puru Revu, and that's when they make a kiddush for a bas. But there's an Indian to make a kiddush on completion of a mitzvah. Ubifrat, the Adera says, Tzfiras HaOmer is the longest mitzvah we actually have. There's no other mitzvah that takes 49 or 50 days to complete. So put all of this together, the Levush says that I want to have a suda to show completion of the Omer. If I were to make a meaty meal to show my completion of the Omer, so it wouldn't be nikkur, it'd be like a regular Yom Tov meal. So the Vush says, so you go and have a milky meal in order to show I'm making a suda specifically as a suda's mitzvah for completion of the Omer, to show it's a different meal to my regular Yom Tov meal. Regular Yom Tov meal, I'm going to have meaty. Now I'm going to have a milky meal to as a suda for my completion of the Omer. The next mahalach, again something coming from halacha, is the Gemara in Bechairus, which some people mentioned before. So the Gemara wants to understand how we can have milk. How can we have milk that comes from a live animal? Surely it's Eva Menachai. So the Gemara tries to understand what's the head of the Gemara brings it, wants to try to bring a rye from Bos Becholov. But the Gemara goes to all these. One of the Gemara's maskonas are how I can be Mat Eva Menachai. Is the pasuk says Eretz Zavas Cholav Devosh. The Torah is Medama Eretz Yisrael to milk and honey. Now it says the Gemara, it could not be that the Torah would praise Eretz Yisrael with something that isn't kosher. It must be that milk is not Eva Menachai. Now we have to understand, before the Torah was given, Bnei Yisrael still had the halachas of Shiva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. So therefore, before Matan Torah, they still had Eva Menachai. Before Matan Torah, they didn't have this posuk, so they wouldn't have eaten any milk, because they understood it would have been Eva Menachai. It was only when the Torah was given and they saw the posuk of Eretz Zavos Cholav Devosh, so they understood the milk is now going to be mutar. So it was only Bizman Shavuos that was the first time they actually had milk, and therefore to commemorate the fact that this is now the time that they understood the milk has become mutar, we have milk on Shavuos. There's a kash on this. Avram Avinu gave milk. Mentioned that Avram Avinu gave milk to his guests. This is a kash on this. The Maaseh, the answer that Avram Avinu gave the milk for was a Ben Pekua. This is brought down the Shem Moedim as Manim. So he goes through, you can be mine there. The next reason I want to go through conscience of time is the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah brings down that Bizman Shavuos, we know Makabel the Aseres Hadibros, and he says it's known that the Aseres Hadibros are Kulula Kola Torah Kula, all the Torah was included in the Aseres Hadibros, and therefore when they received the Aseres Hadibros, they also received all the halachas of eating meat as well, i.e. Shechita, Nikur, Melicha, Hadocha, all the preparations that are needed in order to actually make Mutah. And therefore, when they came back from Har Sinai, they wanted to actually eat something, so that they couldn't eat any meat because they didn't have any time to do all these preparations. They didn't have time to go and check prepare the knives, do the hadocha. They wanted something to eat, so they ended up eating milchers because they had nothing to eat. Now, there's a bit of a shail on this because if you look at the Gemara in Shabbos says, "Utukula alma b'Shabbos nitna Torah." Everyone is masking that the Torah was given on Shabbos. So what's the Mishnah Berurah bringing the reason that they couldn't have meat on Shabbos because they didn't have time to do Shechita or Hadocha, all these reasons? It was Shabbos. They can't do Shechita anyway. So there's a few different mahalchim as to how to answer this. So some people say the reason actually why we have milk is because they couldn't do Shechita because it was Shabbos. But that's not the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says they didn't have time. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim actually brings himself in the Kutei Halachos, that his homahalach of the fact they didn't have time, he's going called into a Shutter Rablozim in Azariah, brought down in Pirkei Rabbi Eza, that the Torah was actually given on Erev Shabbos. In Cain, it makes a lot of sense. It was the Erev Shabbos. I didn't have time quickly before Shabbos to prepare everything. Didn't have time to do Shechita, to do all these things. And therefore, that's why they ate milk. Again, another question on this Mishnah Berurah. Again, they were receiving mon every day. So what were they worrying about? Were they going to eat meat or milk and do Shechita? They were getting mon. Every day the mon was coming down. Why were they trying to have regular meat or milk? So you can answer this in two or three different ways. The first malach is that the Gemara says that mon is the maichel of malachim. Mon is the food that malachim eat. And as we mentioned earlier, Bnei Yisrael wanted to show Davka that we are not like the malachim. So therefore they didn't want to have mon. They specifically wanted to have regular food to show they're not like the malachim we mentioned earlier, who weren't careful between milk and meat, and that was the reason that we received the Torah over the malachim. The second malach is brought down from Kedushas Levi. He says three key yesodas we have to understand. The first, he brings it from a posuk, but the three key yesodas are, is that we normally understand, everyone says, oh, mon could taste like anything I want. You tell the kids, mon tastes like ice cream, tastes like jelly, whatever we wanted mon could taste like. But there's actually three constraints to this. The first is, mon could not taste like something you'd never tasted before. So you had to know the taste to think of what that mon tasted like. The second yesod is that mon could not taste like something which was osa. So he wanted to have in mind that my mon should taste like a pig, taste like bacon. Mon could not taste like something was osa. And the third is that bosa shechuta and bosa trefo, bosa nevela, have two different tastes. In Cain, when they came back to their mon, and they wanted to think of something that their mon should taste nice like, well, they had a problem. My mon couldn't taste like the previous meat I'd eaten because all the meat I've eaten until now was treif, because I've just got the halachas of shechita, therefore all the mon I've eaten before, all the meat I've eaten before is treif. So I can't think of the meat I've eaten before. It can't taste like the new meat that I'm going to eat because, number one, I've never tasted it, and it has a different taste to the meat I've eaten previously. So I had nothing to think of when I was eating this mon. Therefore, they were left with regular food. They had to eat regular foods, and the only regular food they were left with was milk. One final mahalach that I want to go through. I.e. milk. Final mahalach I want to go through is the Ramah. Now, just before I say over the Ramah, it's interesting to note that the Mechaba does not bring down, for the Svadim here, including myself, the Mechaba does not bring down at all this halach of eating milk on Shavuos. Doesn't bring it down at all. The Ramah, however, it does bring it down. But before we learn the Ramah, we have to have a bit of a background in Hilchos Bos B'Cholov. What's the background? Halacha is waiting between soft cheese, and one does not have to wait, make our din according to most poskim, one does not have to wait between soft cheese and meat. You have to do kinuach v'docha, So you eat something hard, for example, a piece of bread. You eat a piece of bread to kind of to cleanse your mouth, and you also do hadocha, so you rinse your mouth with water as well, and then you don't have to do any waiting between soft cheese and meat. There are, however, a couple of other halachas that you do have to do as well. The Rama says you have to change the tablecloth that you were using, clear away the table you're using, number one. And number two, you have to remove all the leftover bread that you had on the table as well. So, back to the Rama. The Rama says like this. The Rama says that we see it from Pesach. On Pesach, we know we have halacha, that we have two cooked foods. We have one lezecha chagiga, one lezecha korban Pesach. The Rama says like this. The Rama says we see there is an inyan on Yom Tov from Pesach to have something which is lezecha lebeis hamikdash. So on Pesach, my zecha lebeis hamikdash is, I have two cooked foods, lezecha chagiga and lezecha korban Pesach. So on Shavuos, I should also have a zecha lebeis hamikdash. What's my zecha lebeis hamikdash on Shavuos? So the Rama says the main part of Shavuos was the activity of the Shtei Alechem. As we mentioned earlier, they took the two loaves and they waved them in all directions. That was a central part of the activity that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. So just like on Pesach, I have two cooked foods to remember the Ikar Avodah that took place, on Shavuos I also do something to remember the Shtei Alechem. Now, how am I going to be Mekayim having Shtei Alechem on Shavuos? So says the Rama like this. First, I'm going to start off my meal with Milky. I'm going to have bread with my milk. Now, we know halach, we mentioned a minute ago that you have to clear away the bread that you were having with milk if you then change to meat. Says the Rama, change your meal to now meat. So start off milk, change to meat. By changing to meat, you're going to be forced to use a second challah. So now I end up using two challahs as a zecha for the Shtei Alechem that they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Now, there's a few kashas on this. The first one is, what happens to the chagiga? You're telling me on Pesach, I have to have chagiga, and I've got Pesach, well, on Shavuos and Sukkos, where's my chagiga? So, we can answer this with, actually, on Pesach, there were two chagigas. There was one chagiga, the regular chagiga they brought for Yom Tov, and a second chagiga they brought just before they ate the Korban Pesach, so that the Korban Pesach would be Nechal Allah Soiva. So really, when we're doing the Chagiga on Pesach, we're not doing the regular Yom Tov Chagiga. We're doing Chagiga that they had with the Korban Pesach. It's all a chelik of the Korban Pesach. It was in order so the Korban Pesach would be eaten when I'm satiated. So Be'etzem, I'm just remembering the Korban Pesach. So it's on Shavuos, I'm just remembering the Korban Chagiga. Another kasha on this. The Gus Moshe asked, I don't understand, on Pesach, we all know it's Mefush Halacha to have these foods, to have my Zeichel HaChagiga and Zeichel HaKorban Pesach. On Shavuos, it's a minhag, it's brought down, it's a nice idea, it's a minhag. Well, why is it not halach on Shavuos to also have this? So Igos Moshe answers that on Pesach, every individual had a Korban Pesach. Everyone had a Korban Pesach, it was Yedua, everyone had a Korban Pesach. On Shavuos, Lechem Aponim were only actually eaten by the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So it wasn't something that every individual did. So Gus Moshe says, something which was contained within the Beis HaMikdash, Chazal weren't going to come up with halacha that you have to have. It's a minhag, that's where it came from. But it wasn't something that specifically Chazal were goyzer. Now, going back in the Rama, so the Rama says, I have one challah with my milk meal that I start with, and then another challah when I change to my meat. Again, if you look in the Gus Moshe, though, he discusses this halacha at length about changing breads between milk and meat, and he says there's actually three hechatimsas of bread between meal milk, or milk and meat. The first is when you cut yourself a slice of bread, and you use half of that slice of bread for your chopped liver. So you for sure cannot go and use the remainder of that piece of bread for milk. That's the first halacha he brings. Second halacha he brings is, you cut yourself a few slices of challah, and you use one of them for some chopped liver, or milk, or vice versa. You cannot use the remainder of those slices of bread that you cut for yourself in a milky meal. Even if, and that is if, says Igos Moshe, even if a person says, Bori Li, I know for sure that I was careful that these slices never touched meat or milk, even still, you can't use it for the other one, because at the end of the day, he says people are not careful when it comes to bread. Bread goes all over the table. So even if a person says borrowly, the gezeira was you are not allowed to use these pieces of bread for the other type of meal. But says Ramosha, if a person has what he calls pas gedoyla, so you take your challah, you cut yourself a few slices of bread, you use those few slices for your chopped liver, you are left with a large chelek of your challah. Moshe says, you can use that large chelek of challah for your other milk meal. So back in the Ramah tells me to starve my meal with milk and have one challah. Clear away that table and then go into my meat meal in order so I'm going to be forced to have a second challah. Well, you see from Ramosha that actually that wouldn't work, because I could cut my challah, cut half of it, have it with my milk, and then move on to my meaty meal and just be using the remains of my challah. So I'm not going to end up with a shtar lechem. So the Ramah foresaw this. And the Ramah actually brings down v'lochein noihagin lolush pas. If then you have to go to Tzad Yizayin and Hilchos Bos Mecholov to find this, the Ramah says v'lochein noihagin lolush pas im cholov b'chag haShavuos. The minhag actually is to bake your challah with milk on Shavuos, in order so I'm forced, my first challah actually is milky, I now have one challah, I now move on to my meat meal, I'm going to have to go to a different challah because my first challah actually is milk, so I come on to a second challah. Now it's worth noting, just while we're in the Ramah, there's a big enough gemina between the Ramah and all the other reasons we mentioned earlier. According to the Ramah, the idea of having milk is just a hechatimsa. It's just a hechatimsa to have two challahs. There's no Indian better to be having milk on my cheesecake. I just want to get to a yisoid of having two challahs. All the other reasons we gave were specifically to have milk or to have cheese or to have honey. According to the Ramah, the Indian just is to have two challahs. Now, I heard people already asking, we have a gezeira, you can't bake a challah with milk. Don't worry, the Ramah answers you already. The Gemara says, you have two colours. Two colours. The first colour the Ramah says is that number one, it's pas katana. It's only a small amount. You are allowed to make milky challah if you only make it in a small amount. It says if you just make it for first night shavuos, that is a small amount. And the second halach the Ramah says is that it has a different shape to regular bread. Now you have to understand, we're talking about challah and yom tov, so either you can learn that the Ramah is telling you that in a chanami, the gezeira is specifically on, I don't know, perhaps a rectangle loaf of bread you'd normally buy in the shop. But a challah is different from the regular tzura of bread that you'd normally get in the shop. Hagam, we do have challah every single week. But at the end of the day, challah has a different tzura to regular bread, and therefore you are allowed to bake the challah with milk. This also might allude to the fact that Thor B'Shem Machas and Sashakal, he brings down that some people have a minhag on Shavuos, some women had a minhag to bake their bread in the shape of the Lechem Haponim. So perhaps they were trying to avoid the problem of breaking bread with milk by taking their bread and specifically bake it in the Shalechem. And also that fits in with the Ramah, who says that we were trying to be Makayim to be remember the Shalechem.
They had milk first.
They won't separate. They didn't separate.
Milk and then meat.
That's
a problem, isn't it?
It's
certainly no worse than cheese, isn't it?
They didn't do anything. That's why they weren't kept on separate.
Yeah. Thank you.